T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going. Happy Hello. Monday. Happy Monday, guys. How's everybody doing?
We here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Monday. Like I
said, low bar.
Low bar. Hell
didn't
yeah.
Die this weekend.
Didn't die this All weekend. Right. So everything, I guess, assumingly turned out. How about yourself? How was your birthday and everything? Did you get
Phenomenal.
Left the fuck alone?
Pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everybody was over, which was cool. My mom didn't make it. She wasn't feeling good, so my mom didn't come over. But everybody else was over. Had my first bourbon at about 1
okay,
p.m.
Nice.
Ooh, I think what time did we text? About?
We texted through kind of throughout the day, but you texted and checked in on me as the Huskies game kicked off, and I was like, still kicking.
Did you make it? Did you make it all the way through it?
No. When they went up 30, they went up 30-7 in the third quarter, and I was like,
I made it to halftime. I was watching that game for you.
Yeah.
I explained that to Tara. I'm like, well, you know, this is Andy's team.
Yeah.
So
when they,
gotta watch it.
I felt like we all had the green light to close our eyes midway through the third quarter if we wanted to.
Yeah, we had to be up for the show and whatnot Sunday morning. So, yeah, man, I made it through halftime for you.
I don't even remember how much. It was a long, glad transition on Saturday from after Georgia game, we go out to the pool, watching the game out there. And then after the game's over, finish cooking the steaks, go back downstairs. It was just one of them transition all day. So when I woke up yesterday, I was like, dude, I woke up, no lie, I woke up at 8:30.
Wow, for you?
Wow, that's like
that's noon for you.
I woke up
at
8:30, and it felt like back when I was back in long, when I was, before I even met my wife, them tricking days where you wake up and like, what the fuck?
You got that like just side of your face is just like, pressed against
sunlight.
What the hell? The sun's up.
Is that the sun?
I had the great thing of where because my younger brothers are all still kind of in their, you know, getting after it days, and so I always like to be the second drunkest guy because if you're the drunkest guy, people remember you might do something silly. Second drunkest guy, no one knows.
How do you determine the second drunkest guy?
It's never something I really thought about.
Never.
Well, because you know you're not the drunkest.
Okay.
Because that guy's quite obvious.
Yeah. Like my brother Michael, he was the drunkest.
Right.
And so then like Saturday, Sunday morning, like people were, oh yeah, remember what Michael did?
Right.
I could see Michael being the drunk, like at meeting him and hanging out once or twice.
Michael's been the drunkest.
And he's the guy that also wakes up, what did I do?
Yeah.
Or
right.
Do I have to apologize to anybody?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's been me most of my
life. So for somebody else to do that on your birthday is a great gift.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I drink bourbon.
Oh, nice.
But that's that's your pass.
Exactly.
It's your birthday to be that guy.
Don't,
and it wasn't
like,
you.
Did Andy even have any alcohol?
Nice.
Did Andy even drink? Yeah, all day. But I wasn't the drunkest guy, so no one knows.
Nice. So what do you think the key was for your survival? Because if you started drinking bourbon at 1, you either ate a lot of food and or mixed in a lot
Hydration.
Of water.
A lot of snacks, a lot of water.
Okay. Because you wouldn't have made, you can't
Actually coming through with elite charcuterie boards throughout the day.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a big part of it. And also, I mean, let's be honest about it. Veteran experience.
Yeah.
You know, 38 years old. It's not rodeo number 1.
Oh, yeah, so I'm with you.
Yeah,
but all that stuff's key now.
That's the thing.
If you start drinking at 1 o'clock and you expect to try to watch a football game at 10,
you've got to have been there
drinking
before.
Liquor at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Drinking beer all day is
also
play.
Also, like Randy was talking about, I was just kind of busy all day. Like, I was watching the games, but like I was on the grill, you know, we're just making sure everybody's taken
that
care
also
of, everybody's
helps.
Happy at the house. Yeah,
yeah.
Like staying focused and moving and doing stuff helps for sure. Because you just sit there and don't move. And you stand up 4 hours later, you look like Tua, you know? You might wobble a little bit.
Yeah.
So I had an interesting Saturday. So we have softball on Saturday. And so Olivia's with me. We go to – so super weird. We had pictures at noon because our pictures were canceled last weekend because of rain. So we had pictures at noon at one park. Then we had a game at 3 at a different park. So we go up to Pinckneyville, our home park, for pictures. Noon, take pictures, no worries. We get in the car. Olivia's like, my hand kind of hurts. So I'm like, all right, well, off to our game we go. You know, we went 8 somewhere, Zaxby's or something like that. Go to the game. You know, we get to the park about an hour before our game. My other coach, Coach Sammy's already there in the cage. So we go in the cage. Olivia goes into the cage to hit, and she's not following through with her swing. She's letting go of the bat with her left hand.
Right.
All right. She doesn't typically do that. So, okay, I dismiss it. We go up by the dugout about 30 minutes into game time, and Olivia's like, my hand hurts. So then we go to look at her hand. Her hand is freaking swollen.
What?
From the middle out. Looks to me like she got stung on the hand by a wasp.
Yeah.
You know how your whole hand is ballooned up?
All right.
So I'm like, we go get her some ice, and I'm like talking to her. I'm like, does it hurt? You want to try to play? And she gets teary-eyed because she doesn't want to tell me that she doesn't want to play.
Right.
So I'm like, look, it's fine. Like, you don't have to play. So she didn't play in the game. We had ice on her hand the entire freaking time. We beat the second North Gwinnett team in 2 consecutive weeks. So it's a different North Gwinnett team, but we won 65. Different story on that game because we had a coach call us out on a fucking bat.
What? And you still beat him.
Yes.
What, he said it was like an illegal bat?
Yeah.
It was like the weight difference or
aluminum.
Something?
Oh. No, and at 8U, when you get to 10U, you don't have to worry, but at 8U in T-ball, you can't have composite bats. Still can't really figure that out, because as long as they're not juiced, what the hell does it matter?
So what kind of bat are you supposed to use?
Aluminum. All aluminum.
And the, what was it, titanium or something?
Composite.
Oh, okay.
Like, composite is a material. It's like plastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they make
like
some
two-piece bats are composite.
There's drivers that have a composite face. Anyway,
that's a different story for, you know, maybe even later. But so, you know, we win the game, and Olivia's mom takes her to the emergency room, which, thankful she did. Her fucking hands broke.
What?
How?
How did she break her fucking hand?
She has no idea.
Wow.
I don't know. Now, I don't know if she's just not telling me.
Right.
Or if she genuinely has no idea. It wasn't broken Saturday night.
Right.
It was obviously something either she did Saturday night while sleeping. She moves around a shit ton. Maybe she hit her hand because she's in a top bunk of a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Maybe she hit her hand on the side of the bunk bed or something. Or she's gymnastics. So she literally cartwheels everywhere she goes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
been
this.
There.
And backhand springs. Yes. You know, just like at the freaking cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole. She's the entertainment for the rest of
she's
everybody
just in
there.
The background,
she's just doing
just
like
round
flips
off
and springs,
and people are just like, "Wow,
been there."
She has breaks right here.
So how long is she on the show?
Two breaks, right on top of her hand. Like
wow,
base of her fingers.
That sucks.
Yeah. How long is she on the show?
So the fast doctor, whatever you call it, quick care doctor, did the X-ray. He's thinking 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
She has an appointment today with an ortho.
Get a cast?
Get a real opinion to where she'll get probably casted. Hopefully it's only 2 or 3 weeks because I was thinking her season was over.
Yeah. Oh,
but wow.
Yeah. Just,
and it's her left hand. When she does one-handed round-offs, it's her right hand that she uses. So it's just kind of
crazy.
Kind of crazy. What just, you know, that was my Saturday basically. Like, yeah. And then, you know, they put her in this splint with this big bandage on it. And she's hysterical crying because she didn't want to wear the damn bandage.
Ever had a cast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
It really sucks.
On my wrist and one on my leg. Yeah. That was the worst. The one on the foot because it was on my driving foot. When I got hurt with the Ram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I ain't driving anywhere. I would have a car pick me up because they let me move back to Florida because I was on the shelf for 6 weeks.
Ooh.
So that sucks. Like,
okay, well, what am I going to do? Well, you know what, dude? We'll just go happy hour everywhere. So I'm all on South Beach during the season, just depressed with a cast on.
You have crutches?
With crutches.
Yes.
Just take me everywhere. We want to go, Randy. Just take me to a strip club, man. I know it's noon. Hell, they coming in with the roll bags. Hell, I just sit and wait for them to get dressed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was
with
bad.
Crutches?
With
just
crutches.
Bummed out.
Bummed out.
That sucks, man.
So, What's y'all's opinion? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say I've done the crutches thing at the bar for quite some time.
Yeah.
Freshman year at Georgia, Ramsey playing pickup hoops and rolled my ankle and shattered my foot.
Ooh.
Like it was toast. So the whole second semester freshman year, I had to call the like handicap van thing. You know that van? Yeah. I had to call.
I refuse to take that van. I refused.
I didn't have any other perks, so no. I took that. That damn van was driving me wherever I wanted to go. But it was just funny because they would pick you up and you had to go in this little van and they'd bring you around and all that stuff. But I remember, like, you know, friends would drop me off downtown. There I am still, just crutches and
take advantage of that shit, dude. So, yeah, look, I have
it's good time. Oh, yeah.
Right here, this is a plate. I broke my leg in three places right here.
Ooh, yeah, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. There's a plate on it. I have that friend that when we would get drunk, we would like to wrestle. It doesn't matter where, parking lot of fucking Applebee's.
God, I hate that
parking
friend.
Lot. You know, and we would always wrestle.
I know, right? Friend.
So I'm at this my friend's house one time, and he's wanting to wrestle, and I'm wanting to leave because I want to go meet a chick at the bar. And he comes at me, and I stand my ground, and he kind of just folds me over. And I heard it, and I limped out to go to the bar. I thought I sprained my ankle.
Did he pay for that shit?
No, I didn't. I had insurance. I was a full-time, you know, manager at Outback. So, you know, but I went to the bar.
Did you meet up with the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, good
limp,
for you.
I limped my ass in there.
He's like, still going.
I went to the doctor the next day. And just to be like, wow, my shit hurts. It's swollen. What's going on? They x-rayed it. Oh, I turned green whenever he came back and told me, yeah, your leg's broken.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Wow. Didn't stop you from going and getting some action, though.
No, hell no.
Good for you.
So, what's y'all's opinion right there. On this whole, on the Tua thing?
Say what?
The Tua thing when he hit his head quite clearly on the ground.
When he was concussed and they put him back in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all think that is?
Yeah.
I mean, they do a base – like, before the season, they do – every player is mandatory. If you don't take it, they'll find the shit out of you. Believe me, I was one of the last ones to get it done, is that they do a baseline test before the season starts.
To compare future testing.
Yes, all right. Yes, so that's what they do.
So this is what you're like when you're normal.
Yes, this is what you're like when you're normal. So, obviously, he hits his head. The one thing you always do, you lay there. You don't get up because you're going to fucking stumble. It happens – I've seen it happen numerous times. You're going to stumble. If you bounce down and get back up, you're going to – because you're not – coherent then. So he goes down. And then for them to take him back to the locker room, not the tent, I mean, they go in there, they do the concussion test and whatever. Because it could be something that you can just get real quick. It's happened to all of us. And you can get back and I'm fine and I'm functioning. There's certain situations where you shouldn't go back in. I'm not one of those who, you know, he's a football player. That's what we do. You know, and I'm not the only one that would say that. That's why I was always shocked nowadays. You got players that self-tell. And that just threw me off because we didn't do that. Now, I'm not mad at self-telling, but that's just – I'm a football player.
Speaking of that, so I ran into an old regular of mine. It was a regular at Outback, but I took – me and Tara –
You sound like a damn gigolo, dog.
Huh?
My regular. You sound like
regular. No, regular customer.
Is this a woman?
It sounded like a damn –
No, a married couple.
Like a damn gigolo phrase.
You used to do couples?
You were a couple?
Wow.
Bro, it's impressive, man. I owned a restaurant, so I had regulars.
Oh, regulars. That kind of regular.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
got it.
Whatever. Teaches over. Sure.
Yeah. But this one. So me and Tara.
Couples,
and
not
Kate,
couples, whatever, Bo.
We go to
cool.
La Paria last night to have a margarita and some Mexican food because, okay. You know, it was late and stuff. So I ran into an old regular of mine. And
it is funny, though. That's now funny. Now I won't be able to unhear it.
Married couple.
Okay.
So we got into this conversation about Tua and this thing happening. So this guy knows a bunch of retired players and whatnot. I'm not exactly sure what he does. And so I have a question for you, Randy. So he told me that in regards to players playing and their desire to be on the field, he's actually asked this question to several NFL players, and he's gotten some really, like, surprising answers to it. All right, so if you could take peak – prime of your career, Randy McMichael, whatever team, whatever year, whenever you think you were at your peak, how many years would you shave off the back end of your life to be that Randy McMichael in the NFL for like two more years?
Oh, man. Probably none.
See, I kind of figured that would be your answer.
Yeah, probably none.
Because you're a grounded dude.
Yeah, but I mean,
you're realistic.
That's all, the biggest thing, the biggest transition you have to make from that life to regular life, whatever you want to call it, is to know that it ain't going to get no better than that. As far as the excitement, I'll never play in front of hundreds of thousands of people again.
But if you could.
But if I could, would I?
You know, if you could play two more years.
That's why I walked away because I was like, okay, I'm cool. I've done something that from when I was 7 years old, I said I wanted to do, and people said I couldn't do it. I had an opportunity to play a long time, make a whole lot of money, go
And you were in
all
the league
over the
10
world,
years. And
go
yeah.
all over the world, 11. All
years.
Over the world, and now, I mean, it's just it was a quick transition because I think the biggest transition is, like, knowing when it's time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's starting now. Damn, one more year. I play one more year. Maybe told Donna, we play one more year. No one ever asked me. Can I do one more year? Fine, whatever, whatever. Going to give me days off, all those different things. But then I have other teammates who that shit just abruptly stopped. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I'm not going to sit here hanging on, like waiting for teams to call me in week three to come back and play. Like, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. I took two visits. Just courtesy for Drew. I went to see Baltimore and went to the Colts and all those things. I was just like, I'm cool.
This guy told me that he's actually talked to some guys that said that to play two more years in the NFL at their prime, no guarantee of playoffs, championships, anything, they would shave 10 years off the back end of their life. This is 10 years of being like a grandfather, yeah, 10 right. years of watching, yeah. of having your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I can imagine that it is that big of a rush. It is that big of a, you're at the peak of your life as an elite NFL football player. But that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see that. Like,
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
People that haven't made, the peace with it or whatever, or don't feel satisfied or it ended the way you didn't want it to or something like that. That would suck to walk around feeling that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you did an amazing thing and you still are kind of like unsatisfied with it. It's like, dude, fucking played in the NFL.
And
man.
I would
like,
imagine these were
cool.
probably players that didn't play as long of a, or didn't have a longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Career.
Like, it's one of those things, dude. I promise you, I've played with players who come in and have a good 1 year and then two subpar years and they're not in the league anymore. I mean, I was talking about with Brian, like, there was always that one guy who was an undrafted free agent that would make the team. You're so happy for him and everything. And then the next year comes and then they don't play anymore for anybody. You know, it's just a short time period. But, I mean, the thing with Tua was, like, of course, the NFLPA is going to investigate and all those different things. But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily with the Dolphins' call. They have an independent guy at every single game that makes
the Is it the same independent guy?
No.
That they travels for the team?
No. This is a guy who was.
So it's a random guy.
Yes.
Every different game,
yes.
every different
yes.
team,
yes.
every different game,
yes.
it's a different guy.
Yes.
There.
Wow. Yes.
So it's not like he could be in somebody's back pocket.
Yes. The doctors for the Dolphins do not determine when it comes to concussion stuff if they go back in. It is an independent.
Yeah, so I was saying maybe it was an independent guy that also traveled with the team, but he didn't work for the Dolphins.
No.
He worked for the NFL.
No, he works for the NFL. Hmm.
Yeah. The one thing, too, about and correct me if I'm wrong, but if I think the play happened a couple minutes before the end of the half,
it did.
Right?
Yeah. It did.
And then he didn't come back until the beginning of the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
It was their first possession.
Right.
So that's a solid, in terms of, I think some people may have seen that play and then saw him come back in the game thinking it was like the next play or the next series or whatever. There was a good 30, 40 minutes
of
real time that elapsed in that situation. So
I don't know. They're trying to spin it into a back injury, and I don't know. I mean, do you get up wobbly like that when you
Well, it was funny because
you could tell that he was disoriented.
In real time, I didn't see his head slam.
Right.
And I just thought he like actually rolled his ankle standing up. But I didn't realize it was the wobbly from the head sort of. I was like, oh, crap, he rolled his ankle. And he's got a history with rolling his ankle, so I was like,
You lay your ass down. Yeah. Lay down and just stay there for a second and collect your shit. We had fun last week when that shit happened to Reggie Bush. You wanted to get up because you got your ass rocked.
Yeah.
There was a couple of them on Saturday. Couple guys, same thing, got absolutely destroyed and tried to get up and look like a boxer and then fell back down. Like, one guy, fell, I don't remember what game it was, damn near hyperextended his leg. Looked like it was probably going to be a leg
getting
injury.
Back up?
Yeah, trying to get up, and his body just gave out on him. And I was like, oh, shit. Almost looked like he had a spasm. It was weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it happens every week.
Yeah, man.
Guys get knocked out every –
Grab
they can do whatever they can to try to make
shoulder.
Football safe. It's still
my
football.
Shoulder. It's my shoulder, Doc. No, I'm good, Doc. No, it's the shoulder, man. Leave me alone. It's the shoulder.
Yeah.
Then they started – the funniest shit was because by the time I was finishing up, they were starting to take your helmet from you. And I just remember this fucking lineman was like literally flipping over the bench, knocking over the Gatorade table, looking for his fucking helmet to go back in.
Wow.
And we're sitting there looking like, dude, you're not with. And I was like, we had to tell the doctor to come get him because you're sitting there, you're looking like, oh. Because last time I did, we had a teammate and Chris Dillon, I'll never forget, we were in New York. We were playing the Jets and we were running out the clock. And we had this play, this plant play. It was a one back power where he would pull. And I would block the end, and he would load up on the linebacker. So, Chris, we ran that shit four times in a row. And I'll never forget, Phillip had to check to it. And Phillip's in the middle of his cage. He said, I'm sorry. And then you can look on the tape when he calls the play, Dillon's head just drops. And here he comes around again. And just, wow. And so we're after the game, win the game, we're in the shower. And I'm just sitting there And he was looking at him in the shower. He's like the last one out. He's just sitting there in the shower. He's like, something's wrong, Doc. I need to come get him. Something's wrong. And so we don't pay no attention. We go on the plane. We go back to San Diego. And as soon as we're fucking landing in San Diego, he has a fucking seizure.
Oh,
damn.
Oh,
man.
A fucking seizure right then and there. And obviously, it was to the head. Never played another down of football. One of the best offensive linemen in football.
Ooh, man.
And that's what I'm saying. No concussion. That shit is real now.
Is he okay now?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen him. But, I mean, when I last time I saw him, you know, he had slurred speech and all those different things. But then he just had a new family, baby, and all those things. But yeah, that's the effects when you see shit like that where you're like, hey man, you gotta take care of your fucking self. But yeah, I'd never forget that when Phillip said, I'm sorry, and Dillman's head dropped. And he came around that fucking guard like he always does and hit bow and never played another down.
Jeez.
Never played another down.
Oof, man, that's so brutal to hear.
Yeah.
The other thing too, I remember like old school players too. I don't know if anyone still does this now, but like you were saying, my shoulder, this, my that. Like I remember like Hines Ward would talk all the time about get hit in the head. He'd go down. He'd grab his ankle. He'd grab his knee.
Yeah.
Just so he'd be able to get back.
Yeah, buy you some time.
Yeah.
Buy you some time.
Which is I don't know how many guys do that anymore, but wild.
Buy you some time.
Crazy the Dolphins are 3-0 though and beat the Bills, who people thought were going to be 17-0 and all that stuff, and they still can't run the football. Randy,
we talked about this Sunday morning, man.
We slowly talked
ourselves into, wow, so now we're looking at maybe Tua has a good game, but could the Dolphins actually win this game?
Yeah.
That heat wore Baltimore.
It wore everybody down.
The Buffalo, because you look at time possession, they were like 40 minutes to 20. They were so worn down.
Yeah.
They ran like 90 plays.
Yes. Look at those last throws by Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Like, he spiked that ball.
He spiked him. He was out.
He had a pretty – his guy was open in the flat. He was
wiped out, man. Yeah. His son, it got the ass.
He threw the ball 63 times.
But that was a great –
and ran it 10 times.
Hey, the greatest thing was, did y'all see the video the Bills put out of Fort Lauderdale Beach where all the fucking Bills fans were at?
No.
They take over?
They took over Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Oh, I saw some
pictures of Bills fans that forgot their sunscreen.
Oh, word!
Ooh, I bet.
Yeah, you're not,
not used to that.
You're not built for the Miami sun, man. They looked, they were as red as the stripe on the helmet. They were beat red. Obviously, the play everyone's talking about from that game, the fucking guy punts it into his own teammate's ass.
You cannot fucking back up.
I've never seen anything like that.
You do not back
up. It's incredible.
You're the personal protector.
Mark
Sanchez's
tweet.
Yeah.
That was my guy from freaking New Orleans that
Morstead. Yeah, Thomas Morstead.
That's right.
What about the same thing with Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky is no longer known as the only quarterback to run the back of the fucking
Orlovsky and Sanchez had a great Sunday.
Jimmy G runs out the back of the fucking
Thank God he did, because he threw a pick six. He threw a pick six on that play.
That was the difference in that game, too. That's what wanted.
But he stepped out like pretty. It wasn't like it was just.
Oh, it was a full 2-3 feet. Yeah.
Like Dan ran out.
It still wasn't as bad as Orlovsky.
It wasn't as bad as Orlovsky.
Orlovsky ran the fucking end line and thought he was in. And still pretty bad, though.
It was
pretty funny.
It was pretty bad.
But, hey, the safety helped him.
It did. It won him the game.
On that play.
Yeah. Oh, it saved them there.
Yeah, you can't. You're the personal protector. There's a rule, you know, because it's usually 14 yards on a punt. So you're right at 10. So you can't back up as a personal protector. His ass just backing all the way
right into it.
And he push you into it. He backed into the damn kicker.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell the first couple times they showed the replay. I was like, did he do that on purpose? Like, is there some sort of tactic? Like, what the fuck? I see.
Yeah. Nope.
Because, like, he double hit it. You know, like when you hit a really bad chip and you double hit it?
That's what I thought happened. I didn't realize it hit his ass first. I thought he just double hit it back. And I was like, what just happened?
Butt block.
Game, for sure.
The butt punt.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yesterday, in general, was if you're a special teams guy or a special teams coach, Sunday Night Football, man, they had a couple. That was some of the best punts saved on the 1 yard line.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams. That play San Francisco made was. That may have been the best all-around team effort I've seen to save a punt on that 1 yard line, because that guy jumped and he kicked it in, and then the long snapper's all the way down there and he slaps it back and they all get like that was
what a shitty game.
That was an awful game.
I was like, oh, no,
I can't watch any. Well, I've got way too many of them in fantasy teams, so I'm cursing a lot last night. First off,
For Denver
and they've got all the night games. They've got all these Thursday games and Monday night. We got more of primetime Russ coming up. Like, there's four more standalone games I think they got.
With that. They're not,
and they're 2-1 somehow.
Some new offense for Russ and everything. They're just not good. Yeah. They're okay.
Yeah.
They're okay. Then you got a coach. You had to hire another dude to manage game.
I know.
Him, all that
is,
shit.
That's
you,
worse than just trying to figure it out, yes, right?
When you got to hire a clock manager after 2 weeks,
yes,
wow, that's a bad
yes,
look.
That's yeah, a bad
I didn't realize
look.
They did that.
That's, yes, yeah, they that's like a special look. Teams assistant guy with like, yeah.
It was like Dan Quinn did that. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like after yeah, one really bad year, they got a new clock manager. They had another guy that did something else too. It's like now, what is Dan Quinn doing then? Like, also, we talked about this before the college football season, and we're 0 for 2 with guys that did it. When college football coaches have to fire their entire coordinating staff mm-hmm, and hire entire new coordinating staffs,
yep,
just fire the coach.
Just fire him.
Yeah, yep, just fire the guy. Scott Frost did it.
Fucking works.
And they fired him. There was never another. Who was the other guy in college football this year that's already been fired? Anyway, it doesn't work. If you think there's a problem, there's a real problem. Yeah. You just got to fire yeah, the
and
whole staff.
This happened over here in Atlanta. And, I mean, obviously, you know, Coach Collins, he had the right mentality and the right approach when he took the job at Georgia Tech. 404, having a Waffle House cup all the fucking time and blue carpet and all that shit. He had a right plan. It's just, I don't understand why you can't win at Tech. I played in the era when they won at Tech.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you want to tell me about – I love – these are my boys. I told them to the damn face. You want to tell me some of them cats that was at Georgia Tech when I was there that they had all the academics and requirements and all that shit mm-hmm, to get in there? Man, please.
They'll figure out a way.
These are my boys, and I love them, and I tell them to their face.
Yeah.
But hell no. But I just don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Yep.
I don't get it. But fire the AD, too. Fire the ass and figure out what the fuck they
going
to do.
Lots of freaking Deion chatter, though.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I don't think Dion would take happen? That. I don't think he would take it.
If just hypothetically speaking, say he does leave, and the only two options are Auburn or Georgia Tech, which one would you take if you were Dion?
If I'm Dion, I'd probably take the Georgia Tech job.
Yeah,
I would not be able to deal with the fucking Auburn.
So
would,
having right to play your alma mater wouldn't factor into that decision at all?
Oh no!
Oh right!
No, I don't think so. No.
Not saying specifically Dion. What's a better job? And we'll wrap here because we got to go do a show in a few minutes. Nebraska or Georgia Tech?
Probably Nebraska.
Why?
If you're Dion, maybe because it's going to take a semi like that to get kids to come to Nebraska.
You know what?
It might be Tech.
It's got to be Tech.
Which is just a like, think about where Tech is right now. That's a reflection on where Nebraska is.
Yeah,
you know,
but
like,
at least Tech, I mean, again, I know
you're
Colin,
still in Atlanta. Yeah. You are in Atlanta.
He tried
that
to capitalize on it, didn't
that
work.
That is a thing.
You play your home games in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just do. And, I mean, you're in the ACC.
In a shitbox of a stadium. They need it.
But they must have had a soccer game there last night or something, because we drove by and traffic was crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
You are in Atlanta. Yeah. That has to matter. It has to.
And they got to do the thing where they come in and they've got the coach who's got the connection with the Gwinnett schools or the South school, where you just have at least
pipeline.
I know I'm going to get these two schools. I'm going to get all their kids. Their kids. And that's how you try to do it.
But yeah, you could stock your roster from just Atlanta Metro kids.
Atlanta Metro, and then the name Dion in this damn city.
Oh, yeah.
You would think,
that would mean a lot.
Think. Well, he's proven that he could get the number one recruit in the country.
How's
that's why,
playing, by the way?
That's why he's appealing.
I watched a little bit of the games.
I'm not sure, but that's why it's appealing for other programs to get him, because you know he's the only guy like that that's winning has won a recruit over a Kirby and a Saban and a guy, you know,
because that's what
like
it is.
That.
You got to have somebody who you're not going to win every battle. You're not going to win most battles right now with those two guys.
Yeah.
You got to win some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Harsin flat out said he's not even trying to win those battles. So fuck, you're gone.
Arizona
State.
He's going to Arizona State.
You're going to Arizona State.
That seems like a fit for him.
And that'll be fine. He'll have a good time down there, and maybe they'll build something. But, he damn near got fired on Saturday.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for
that crazy fucking game.
For that fat kicker for Missouri, he would have got fired.
I'm so sick of fucking college kickers. Just fucking tired of them.
NFL kickers, too, man.
NFL kickers are having just as bad.
Arkansas.
Oh, I know. You win the game.
Kick.
How do you hit the top of the post?
Make the kick.
Never seen that before in my life.
It was brutal.
Yeah, man. And then the Missouri game got even worse. Like, he misses the kick, and then the kid's got a clear lane to the end zone, and he just fumbles it. He fumbles it out the back of the end zone, and they lose. And Brian Harsin lives to coach another week.
Yep. Oh, man. He's getting fired next, though.
Yeah,
so
he'll be fired by October.
Yep. All right, let's go do a show.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.